This is Jo Tomlin for Fringe Review, and I'm talking to two people who are running a very interesting project here at the Edinburgh Fringe 2019. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Louise Hunter. I'm the co-founder of EduMod. I'm also the owner of an international event management company and the founder of a social enterprise on the west coast of Scotland.
Hi, I'm Rob McPherson. I'm co-founder with Louise of EduMod. I do the content side of things. I'm a history teacher and a deputy head in a school in Scotland.
Could you tell us about EduMod, please?
Okay, the background to EduMod really started 10 years ago when Robin and I first got to know each other. Robin can talk about this a little bit more, but he was teaching at a school in Berkshire, and my company was employed to do the event management on a newly established education festival. To cut a long story short, Summerhouse Media ended up taking the festival over, and we grew it to become probably the fastest growing education festival of its kind in the UK. And nowadays it runs with over 350 speakers over 2 days, with 6,000 attendees. Robin and I recently returned back to Scotland, separately I have to say, but we have found ourselves coming together again to think about how we could produce a festival of education for Scotland. And Robin came up with a brilliant idea of bringing it to the Fringe, so I'll leave it to him to talk about it a little bit more.
Yeah, our idea was to run a festival within the festival, and it's something we think there's definitely space for in Scottish education and public debate. There is a Scottish learning festival, but it feels a little bit more like a trade fair, and we thought where better than to have a really open and honest exchange of ideas than is right at the heart of the Edinburgh Festival, and this is the kind of crowd that we want to be a part of. So the aim is to try and put on something that has got interest for absolutely everybody who's got an interest in education and learning, so for pupils, for parents, for teachers, just for journalists or those who are interested. So we put together quite an eclectic program to see if people would come along and debate some of these big ideas. So it's been a great launch so far. We had our first session today, an awful lot of interest in it, and we're hoping it'll carry on like that for the rest of the festival.
So how is a typical session? What does that look like?
Well, today's session was really a panel discussion, a panel debate with four speakers and questions to the audience. So I guess you would kind of expect that type of format, a sort of conference type format. But as Robin said, it's a festival within a festival. And, you know, we want people to come along and to learn. And as Robin said, we want people who are not just involved in the teaching profession to attend sessions. I mean, I think if you look at some of the sessions we do have, we've got everything covered from artificial intelligence through to genocide, through to social mobility issues, through to slavery. So it's incredibly eclectic. And as Robin said, there really is something for everyone. So I think, you know, the majority of the format's very much listening to a speaker or having a panel discussion about a particular topic.
And who came up with the topics?
So I do the content side of it, although it was a case of batting ideas together between the two of us, because Louise works across the world and has done lots of different events, cultural events. So I've got all the contacts within education, but it's a case of saying, look, will this session work? Is this the right focus in debating it, and then seeing who we can get on board? And because we've worked with lots of different education events before, I run Research Ed Scotland. I also work for Remembering Srebrenica Scotland as chair of their education committee. We've got quite a diverse portfolio, really. So it was a case of going to our friends and people we knew and saying, do you want to be a part of this in year one? And the response was overwhelmingly positive. So just we thought we want it to be quite varied. We want it to be big open issues. And it's probably got closer to the feel of the book festival than anything, but not exactly the same as that. But that's if you want a sense of what an EduMod session looks like, I suppose that's the closest approximation. But that said, if you come along to the next one, it's the Scottish Youth Parliament, and we've got seven teenagers standing up, so it won't feel anything like the book festival. So it is a bit different to that as well.
We were talking just a little earlier, and you mentioned something about the reaction after your first session today. Would you like to go over that? Because it was
absolutely
very fascinating.
No, it was. I mean, we were really delighted that so many people felt that we should have had a double session. They felt there was, it was such a big topic with so much to say and discuss that almost everybody stayed behind afterwards. And even though there was another show coming in and we had to get out quickly, everybody stood around in the courtyard drinking coffee, having quite a debate and quite a discussion really about some of the topics that were raised. And that's precisely what we want to happen. We want to open the debate, and we want people to be really engaged and to talk about some of the very big issues within Scottish education today, because certainly that's what today's session was all about. So it was really gratifying for our first session to see everybody so engaged. It was good, yeah.
And how many days do you have sessions on? Because I know it's quite a few.
Yeah, we've got 11 sessions between August the 5th and August the 21st. So it's a case of checking the programme and seeing what you're interested in. You can follow us on at Edgemold Scotland on Twitter, and we're also on Facebook. We're on LinkedIn, and we're on Instagram as well. So you can find us on all those, as well as all the usual places where festival shows are listed as well. But you know, today was great, actually, because we came out. I think the phrase that stuck in my mind from today was we were talking about changing the curriculum for excellence, Scotland's education system, and what our speakers were calling for was a curriculum for enlightenment. So when we were standing outside talking about all the issues that came from it, I was struck by the fact that the RSA are one of our backers, and Neil McLennan was one of the speakers today, and he likes talking about the fact that the RSA began over 200 years ago in coffee houses with people having intellectual discussions, and that's actually what it spilled out into organically at the end of the session today. And I imagine it'll be the same with all of the other ones. I mean, a lot of our sessions, they're short, they're punchy, they're huge topics, so although there are some answers being provided, there are a lot more questions as well. So it's great to see that people want to carry on those discussions afterwards and, you know, hang around, and we're all of our speakers, I'm sure, will be happy to stand around outside the venue and chat to any of the guests who want to come along as well.
Now that you've got this structure, do you plan to take this to other festivals or venues?
Well, that's a good point. I've produced a couple of education festivals elsewhere in the world. I just recently produced one in Switzerland. I think for us, what we really want to do is to grow this festival here at the Edinburgh Festival. That's what we want to do. We feel it's the right home for it in Scotland. We think it's incredibly creative and atmospheric. It's got the right vibrancy about it. You know, as Robin said, there are a couple of other Scottish education events going on a fairly large scale in Scotland, but not like this. This is incredibly unique. And so we have to, now that we've started this, we need to look at how we're going to fund this moving forward. This was a big toe in the water, a big dip in the water for us, and it's been hugely exciting and rewarding. So no, I think we would want to keep it here, but somehow or another I think we might want to end up looking at putting the word international in it, given the audience that comes to the Fringe is not just Scottish or British, it's truly international. And maybe in time we can look to develop the programme to include some of that sort of international educational aspects to it. So yeah, lots of thoughts, yeah.
So if you could have your choice of anyone to come on any topic,
oh my goodness me,
you had free range, I'm going to ask you both, what might you choose? You don't have to name names if you don't want to, but I mean the topic, or, you know, if we could wave a magic wand, who would you like to see on your program next year?
Oh, goodness. If you come back to me in about half an hour, I can give you a list of about 100 names.
How about you, Louise?
This is probably a little cliched, but I would love to have Michelle Obama. I would love to have Michelle Obama because I think she is just such an incredibly good person and an incredible force for change, particularly for young women growing up today. And, you know, there's still such a lot about female empowerment and about women taking the lead. You could say, oh, that's a little tired and a little boring, but actually I think she has done a lot of work with a couple of schools in inner city London. And, we to have her here at something like this would be really quite monumental, actually. So she would be a big tick for me. Have you thought of anybody yet?
I've gone for one. I've narrowed it down. I think the one person I would love to get speaking is the Nobel Prize winner, Shireen Ebadi, the Iranian human rights lawyer. She's absolutely incredible. Her book is wonderful. She's not as well known as many other international figures are. But for me, I think she'd be top of my hit list. And if you want a really good book, read her book, her autobiography. It's just incredible. She's a stunning woman.
Thank you.
Gosh, who else would I like to have? I'm just trying to think. I suppose... Actually, one of the people, and some people are going to laugh at this, but one of the people that really impressed me from years ago speaking at another event that we produced, believe it or not, was Katie Price, talking about trying to get a normal education for her son, Harvey. and she was incredibly well informed and actually a very, very different person to the person that we now read about on a daily basis. And it's really interesting, that whole switch there. I think there's a lot to be learned from that. But she was incredibly powerful in the way in which she spoke about her son. I don't know if you were at that session, Robin, but she was utterly amazing. Really, really incredible, actually. So that's probably quite diverse, and probably a lot of people would roll their eyes, but so what?
I think my favourite speaker that we've worked with before was John Amici, the former NBA basketball player turned psychologist who does an incredible amount of campaign work, not least because he spoke at the main festival at EdFest, and then he spoke to our student festival, and he was just such a good guy. You know, this is an internationally renowned figure, and he just sat down in a bale of hay outside the venue at the end and chatted to all the kids that came to his session and was there for a long time afterwards, and he didn't leave until the last one had a chance to ask him questions, chat to him, have a photo. And you know, a lot of the time when you're booking speakers of his stature, you know, they talk a good game about being interested in education, but what they then say is, oh yeah, and this is my fee. John just does things pro bono if it's for a good cause, and that's a lot of the speakers we get are like that. They're giving freely of their time because actually they're really passionate about this, and they see this as being a good thing for society at large rather than a chance to make some money.
Actually, can I just say one other point? Now that you've got me on a roll here.
Ball's rolling.
Yeah. Now I know who it is. One of the biggest speakers that I would love to have again would be Tiny Timpa, the rap artist. That man is truly amazing. I'll very quickly tell you a story about him coming to speak at the festival that we worked on previously. A father contacted me to say, look, I gather you've got him coming to speak. My daughter is completely besotted with Tiny Temper, but we've had a lot of family issues. We've got a lot of issues with my daughter refusing to attend school. She's terribly unhappy. Mother died recently, etc., etc. And is there any way that we could possibly come to the festival to hear him speak? And they couldn't afford the tickets, so we brought him along. But not only that, I arranged for him to, for Tiny Temper to spend 15 minutes with her, just one-to-one. And I wouldn't say it changed her life overnight, but her father wrote to me about 2 months after that to say, she's back at school, she's in school, she's just managed to complete her first full week in nearly a year. And she's taking a lot of inspiration from everything he said on stage, but everything he said to her on a one-to-one. And that, you know, that's a young guy in the music industry, and you know, so many of these people get tarred with the same brush, but he was more than happy and delighted to take time. But actually on stage, everything he said really resonated with young people. So he was very powerful.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I think that sort of shows that the type of speakers we're bringing in, we really want to bring in parents and pupils. You know, it's very easy to put on something in education that attracts teachers, but parents and pupils are a big audience for us, and we'd love to see them as many sessions as possible.
Well, it sounds like we already have a bit of a lineup for next year, if you're able to do it. But in the meantime, I wish you all the luck with this, because I think I've seen the program and it sounds fascinating, and I hope people go and discover what it's about, because it sounds like it's very meaningful and worthwhile. So thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.
Thank you for your time as well.
Thank you very much. That's great. Thanks.